Wow.
Uh-huh.
ब्रह्मचार्य सूत्र सदस्वा भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद अनंत कोटि वैष्णव रामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री राधा शिवाद गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय। सामवेद भक्तवृंद की जय। मेलबर्न मंदिर की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द स्वामी ऑल ग्लोरीज की जय। थैंक यू वेरी मच। Advertise Bhagavad Gita. So we can read from the 9th chapter or from the beginning as you like. Which one will be? 9th
chapter.
That's all right. The 9th chapter is the most confidential knowledge. श्री भगवान वाच इदं तु ते गुह्य तमं प्रवक्ष्यामि अनसूयवे इदं तु ते गुह्य तमं प्रवक्ष्याम्यनसूयवे ज्ञानं विज्ञानं सहितं ज्ञानं विज्ञानसहितं यत् ज्ञात्वा मोक्षसि अशुभात् जज्ञत्या मोक्षसि शुभात्। श्री भगवान उवाच इदं तु ते गुह्यतमं प्रवक्ष्याम न सूयवे ज्ञानं विज्ञानसहितं जज्ञत्या मोक्षसि शुभात्। श्री भगवान उवाच भगवान the supreme being Bhagavan. In your English dictionary the word God is explained as the supreme being. Supreme being means who is greater or the greatest of all other beings. We are beings, we are individual persons. It is not very difficult to understand. Every one of us individual. We think individually, we dress individually, we have got our egotism, individual, everything. I don't agree with you don't agree with me. Voluntarily, sometimes we agree. That means every one of us has individuality. This is called being. I am. Similarly, God is also being, like us. But He is supreme being. That is the difference between God and me. I am also being, you are also being, but we are not supreme being. We are under some control. But God is not under control. He is the controller, but He is never controlled. Make it a bit louder. That is explained in the Vedic literature, the definition of God. The definition of God is given there, Ishvara Parama, the Supreme Being, is Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, and he is, Vigraha means he has form, he is person, Satchidananda Vigraha, but his person, his form is different from our form, our present form. Our present form, as we have got the material tabernacle, that is temporary. Your form, my form, this is changing. We are not existing in the same form. Just as we have got this form, human form of life, it is not permanently I shall be able to enjoy. Just like we have got a particular dress now, it is not permanent. You can change your dress any moment. Similarly, this body, material body, is considered an actual fact. It will not endure, you will have to change. Therefore, it is not Satchitananda Vigraha. But Krishna's form is Satchitananda. Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchitananda Vigraha. Vigraha means form. So everyone has got form. There are 8,400,000 forms of living entity. In the water, there are 900,000 forms. Jalaja Navalakhani, Sabra Lakhavimshati. Amongst the trees, plants, there are 2,000,000 forms. So, there are hundreds and thousands of forms in the material world. But in the spiritual world, the form is Satchidananda Vigraha. Every form is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. That is the difference between material world and spiritual world. Material world means, although the varieties are there in the spiritual world, there are also trees, as well as we have got here trees, but there the forms are spiritual form, and here they are material form. Material form and spiritual form, what is the difference? The difference is that it's like a living being. I can ask any of my disciples to do something, he will do it. But this microphone, it has also a form. But if I want microphone, please do this, it cannot do, because it is material. It can give some mechanical service, one only, but it cannot do any other thing. A man can speak, or he can dance, or he can become a thief, he can become so many, because he is living. That is the difference between material form and spiritual. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, the material forms, they have been described as inferior, and spiritual forms, there is spiritual world also, that is called Paraprakriti. There is another nature. So we have no information, but information means we have in the Vedic literature. In other literatures also there are slight information, but in the Vedic literature you will find described information of the spiritual world. So Bhagavad Gita is the nutshell, cream of all spiritual knowledge. Here therefore Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he is speaking. He is giving a spiritual knowledge directly. You see, Bhagavan was. So there cannot be any argument. The word used here, actually this Bhagavad Gita is described by Vyasadeva. So Vyasadeva recorded in writing, otherwise it was being received through hearing. Before this Kali Yuga, Vyasadeva, he kept all Vedic literature in writing. Before that there was no book. The knowledge was received through the ear, oral reception. Shruti, therefore it is called Shruti. Shruti means the knowledge which is received by hearing. And the memory was very sharp. In those days, 5,000 years ago, any man, not any man, but the intelligent class of men, they are called Brahmins, they used to receive knowledge from Guru by hearing. They could memorize everything once heart. In the Kali Yuga, the memory is being reduced. The duration of life is being reduced. People's mercifulness is being reduced. This is the symptom of Kali Yuga. Bodily strength is reduced. Therefore, Vyasadeva preferred it that the Vedic knowledge should be kept recorded in writing. So he first of all then wrote all this Vedic knowledge into writing. The writings, there are the four original Vedas, Sam, Joju, Rig, Atharva, then the Upanishad, then the essence of Vedic knowledge, Vedanta Sutra, then Ramayana, Mahabharata. Mahabharata is the greater history of this planet, Bharat. In this way, immense literatures are available. If we like, we can read them. We are presenting in English translation so many books. The purpose is people of the world may know the Vedic knowledge. The essence of Vedic knowledge is this Bhagavad Gita. Not only that, it is being spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore it is said, see, Bhagavan vach. So nobody could argue. Vedic knowledge means you cannot argue. You have to accept, authoritative. Just like the government literature, government regulation, when it is published, gazette, you cannot argue. Whatever the government has decided, you have to accept, because government is the authority. Similarly, Vedic knowledge means you cannot argue. You can argue, but that argument is not to defeat. That argument is for understanding. Tadbiddhi pranipatena paripasnena sevaya. If you cannot understand, then you have to put questions very humbly, pranipatena, not by challenging. Pranipat means very humbly submitting oneself. Pranipatena paripasnena. Otherwise there is no need of questioning. If you have known pranipat, Panipat means prakrishta rupena nipatana, fully submission. The answers, you should approach to a person questioning with pranipat means you cannot challenge him. Whatever answer he gives, you must be prepared to accept. Otherwise, don't put question. That is the system, Vedic system. Tadvidhi panipatena pariprasnena. First of all, you cannot argue because it is settled fact, vininitam. Just like some law is passed after much discussion in the legislative assembly. But when the law is passed, enacted, you cannot argue anymore. Under such and such law, you have to do this section, then you cannot argue. Similarly, Vedic knowledge, it is ninnita, it is already established. Simply, you have to know it submissively. If you are lacking the submissiveness, then don't put question. That will be simply waste of time. That is Vedic system. First of all, you should approach a person whom you think that he is the right person, he can give the answer. Then you put question. If you have doubt that this man may be or may not be able to answer my question, then don't put question. Because you are not prepared to take his answer. Therefore, here it is said, Bhagavan Uvacha. You cannot put any question. That is the way. Because Bhagavan means, every word has got meaning. Bhaga means opulence. So one of the opulence is, nobody is wiser than him. Aishadyasya samagrasya vijasya dasasasya. Bhagavan means one who possesses six kinds of opulences. Richness, aishadyasya, samagrasya, total richness. You are rich, I am rich, he is rich, but nobody can claim that I am the only rich or nobody is richer than me. That is not possible. But if you find somebody who is the richest, nobody is richer than him, then he is Bhagavan. Then he is God. God is not so cheap thing that in every street, every village there is incarnation of God. Don't accept that. You must know what is meaning of God. At least we, followers of Krishna consciousness, we do not accept such cheap God. God's description is there in the Shastra. Just like one of the description is given in the Brahma Sanghita. Jasaika nishasita kalama thavalamba jivanti loma bilaja jagadandanatha Vishnu mahan sayajasya kalavisesu govinda madhi purisham nama. So, it is described here that jasaika nishasita kalama thavalamba, that is just like we are breathing, exhaling and inhaling. So God is also being, we have already explained. So we are also being, we are breathing, he is also breathing. But our breathing is for a moment. But his duration of breathing is described in the Shastra, that when he is exhaling, innumerable number of universes are coming out. And when he is inhaling, innumerable universes are going into him. Jasyaika nishasita kalama thavalamba, this breathing period, taking advantage of the breathing period of Mahavishnu, millions of universes, jagadandanatha, not only universes, the chief person of the universe, Brahma, they are coming and going, coming and going. And the Brahma's duration of life, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita, sahasra yuga paryantam arahajyat brahmano. We cannot calculate even the 12 hours day period by our mathematical calculation. So that is meaning of God. And this God, Mahavishnu, is partial representation of Govinda. Vishnu Mahanasa Yajasa Kalavishesh Govinda Vadipurusam Tamahom. So sometimes cheap gods come in the Western country. They cheat you, but God is not so cheap. This is one of the description of God, that within the breathing period of God, Mahavishnu, who is not directly God, he is expansion of God, Mahavishnu. The total material energy is being created and annihilated. That is God. So, this is one opulence. If we possess one house, we become very opulent. If another possesses two houses or three houses. Now here, in the breathing period of God, there are innumerable universes. You cannot calculate what is the opulence. One universe you cannot calculate. The one universe you are daily experiencing. What is the position of the sun? What is the position of the moon? What is the position of other planets? You cannot calculate. And there are innumerable universes. And that is depending on the breathing period of God. So we say God is great. We should try to understand how great He is. Not that the doctor frogs greatness. No. That is not greatness. My calculation, God may be like this, God may be like that. You have to understand about God from the authorized person who knows things as they are. Then you can also know. Therefore, Krishna says here in the 9th chapter, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Idam tute guhyatamam pravakshami anasuyabhi. My dear Arjuna, I shall speak to you. He is giving him so many instructions because Arjuna has submitted to Krishna, Shishyasteham sadhumang prabandham. I am now perplexed. I am therefore submitting myself unto you. Krishna was his friend. There was no submission. A friend does not submit to another friend. Then there is no meaning of friendship. But here Krishna voluntarily, Arjuna voluntarily said that I am submitting. Don't treat me as your friend. Now you treat me as your disciple. I am submitting. So therefore Krishna says, my dear Arjuna, now I shall speak to you the most confidential part of knowledge. Idam trute guhyatama. Guhya means confidential. And there is comparative superlative degree. That is guhya, guhyatara and guhyatama. So Krishna said, I will speak to you the most confidential part of knowledge. Pravakshami, pravakshami, I shall explain to you. Bhakshami means I will speak, and pra means prakishtrupena, very explicitly, I shall speak to you. Another word is used here, anasuyabhi. Asuha means envious, envy. I am speaking to you because you are not envious. This is the qualification. If you are envious of God, why? Who is God? I am God. Why shall I hear from God? I know better than Him. These are enviousness. But Arjuna is not envious. He We are envious. This material world is enviousness. I am envious of you, you are envious of me. I cannot see you very opulent, you cannot see me very opulent. That is the reason there is rivalry, competition in this world. Man to man, friend to friend, even father and son. The competition is there because we are envious. Suppose I am your neighbor and I become rich. So, although there is no enmity, still my neighbors will be envious. Oh, this man has become so rich, I could not become. This is the nature. So, if we try to understand Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Being, then our first qualification should be, we should not be envious. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning, it is said that dharma prajjita kaitavatra parama nirmasaranam. Nirmasar. Masrata means to become envious. So, that is one of the qualifications to understand God, not to become envious. But our enviousness is beginning from God. As soon as we present Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so many persons will protest. Why Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Then why not? First of all, answer why not. If you think that Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you present who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Either you do not know or you cannot present. If you do not know who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then take it from me, Krishna. And if you know, then you present more than, more efficient, more expert, more powerful, more rich than Krishna. This is practically a challenge. So actually, it has been challenged and it has been scrutinizedly examined, and the verdict is, Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarma. This has been decided. Nipon Ninnitam. It is already considered and decided. Any point, suppose Bhagavan means the Supreme Reach. Supreme Being means everything supreme. In richness, He is supreme. In bodily strength, He is supreme. In knowledge, He is supreme. In beauty, He is supreme. In renunciation, He is supreme. That is the description, definition of God. That He must be supreme in every respect. Therefore, He is called Supreme Being in the dictionary. Nobody can be rival to Him. Asama urdha. Asama means equal. Nobody is equal to Him. If I become equal to you, how you can become supreme? If there is rivalry between the supreme, then there is not meaning of supreme. Supreme means there is no rival. He is the supreme means nobody is greater than Him, nobody is equal to Him. Everyone is under Him. That is called supreme. Asama urdha. Nobody can be sama. Sama means equal. If I am God and another competitor God, you are also God, then neither you are God nor I am God. There cannot be any competition. That is called supreme. So, Arjuna is to that position, he does not challenge Krishna that there is another supreme being than yourself. There cannot be. But sometimes we foolishly challenge. That is our foolishness. But God is always supreme. So therefore, this is the qualification of understanding confidential knowledge about God. Anasuya ve. Pravakshami asuya. Gyanam. Gyanam means knowledge. And vijnanam means particular knowledge. Just like in scientific world, there are knowledge and scientific knowledge, or theoretical knowledge and experimental knowledge. Two kinds of knowledge. Science, in the field of scientific knowledge, there are things just like observation and experiment. Things are going on, the scientists are observing that these things is being done. Now there are so many observation, atomic observation, proton, neutron, they are observed. And when that observation is complete, when they are put into experimental knowledge, that is called vijnana. So Krishna says that I shall explain to you jnanam, theoretical knowledge, with practical experiment. Not that you have to accept this knowledge blindly. Practical experiment. Jnanam tehaṁ parvakṣāmi anusu jnanam vijnana sahitam. Just like the controversies, the modern scientists, they say that life is generated from matter. We are protesting. We are protesting because we are not scientists, of course, but we are scientists so far our knowledge is concerned. Because here it is said, Krishna says, jnanam tehaṁ savijñāna. Krishna is the authority, he is opulent, most opulent, the wisest. So if we receive from him knowledge, then that is perfect. I may not be perfect, but the knowledge I receive from Krishna, that is perfect. That is perfect. Therefore we should receive from Krishna knowledge, that is perfect knowledge. A small child, he does not know what is this watch. The father explains to him, my dear child, this is called watch. It is moving by this machine, and as far as the child can understand, it is explained. So when the child says, this is watch, and it is working like this, I have heard it from my father, that is perfect knowledge. That is perfect. He may be imperfect, but his knowledge is perfect because he has received the knowledge from the perfect person. This is a crude example. Similarly, any knowledge you receive from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is perfect. Therefore, Krishna said that idam tute guhyatamam pravakshami anasuyave jnanam vijnana sahitam jajgatya. And if you learn this knowledge, if you actually assimilate this knowledge, jajgatva, mokshase asubhat, then you become liberated from this inauspicious life. Asubha. Subha means auspicious, and asubha means inauspicious. So our this material existence is inauspicious because we are full of ignorance, full of miserable condition, and this body is not permanent. Our existence, body should have been like Krishna, because Krishna is the original father. The son's body is as good as the father's body, but when we learn from the Shastra that Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha, his form is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. And when we compare our this body, material body, it is neither eternal, neither full of knowledge, neither full of bliss. This is asubha. The asubha means it is not subha. If this body would have been auspicious, then this body would continue to exist, because we are eternal. These things have been described very vividly in the second chapter. Na harnate hannamane sarire. because you are dull brain, there is no education, actually. The modern education means simply craftsmanship. If you can prepare a nice motor car, that is advancement of it. What is this? Is it craftsmanship? It is the blacksmith's work. It is not knowledge. Knowledge is different. Therefore, it is called Gyanam Vijnana Sahitam. This is knowledge, what I am. And this body or something else, why I am suffering, if there is any remedy, I do not wish to die, neither I am subject to death. Nitya sasatayam nahannatayam. This is knowledge. If I am eternal, if I do not die after annihilation of this body, then why I am subjected to this body? This is knowledge. To manufacture a motor car, that is not knowledge. That is craftsmanship. Knowledge is here. That I am eternal. Why I am put into this condition of temporary body, not only one kind of body, but there are 8,400,000 different forms of body, and I have to accept one of them. Tatha dehantara prapti, according to my karma, this is my position, how to get out of it, to inquire about it, if there is any science, to accept it, that is knowledge. Therefore Krishna says, jnanam sabhijnanam, vijnana sahitam jajgyatta. If you are fortunate enough to understand this knowledge, then moksha se, you become liberated from this inauspicious condition of repeated birth, death, ignorance, and suffering, so many things. So, we shall try to explain one after another. This is the beginning. Thank you very much.
How does the spirit soul of a beast enter into the form of a human being?
Just like a thief in the prison house, how he becomes liberated. When his term of suffering in the prison house is finished, then he is again free man. And again he is, again if he is criminal, he is put into jail. So, human form of life is meant for understanding, as I am explaining, what is the problem of my life. I do not wish to die. I am put to death. I do not wish to become old man. I am obliged to become old man. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi, dukkha dosha anadosha. So, just like the same example, a thief, when he is free, if he thinks ponders that why I was put into this miserable condition of 6 months prison life, it was so bothersome, then he becomes actually human being. So similarly, the human being has got advanced and power of deliberation if he thinks that why I am put into this miserable condition. Everyone has to admit that he is in miserable condition. He is trying to become happy, but there is no happiness. So, how that happiness can be achieved, that chance is in the human being. But if we receive, by the mercy of the material nature, a human being, and we do not utilize it properly, if we misuse this benediction as cats and dogs and other animals, then you have to accept again the animal form. And when the term is finished, it takes long, long duration of time because there is evolutionary process. So again, he'll come to this human form. When the time is finished, exactly the same example, a thief, when he has finished his term of imprisonment, is again a free man. But again he commits criminality, again he goes to jail. So there is a cycle of birth and death. If we utilize our human form of life properly, then we stop the cycle of birth and death. And if we do not use this human form of life properly, again we go to that cycle of birth. That will depend on his work. Karmana daivanetrena jantar deha upapatti. According to the association of the material nature, you get the next body. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janmajunis. We have got different types of bodies. That is due to our association, past association, with the different modes of material nature. Therefore, in this life, if we associate with the modes of goodness, then there is a possibility of being promoted to the higher planetary system. Or if we become God conscious, then we go back to home, back to God. This chance is there. Now it is up to us to utilize it properly. That is already explained. According to past karma, you get different position. Sadasad janmajunisu, sad asad. Abominable life and pleasing life, that is due to our past association with different modes of material needs.
Some of us are lucky enough to realize.
That is lucky or unlucky. That means according to our past association. Just like if you, in this life also, if you are properly educated, then you get good position in the society. Some may say lucky or lucky position. But the lucky position was due to your personal association of being educated. It depends on you to get this lucky and unlucky position.
There are so many children in the world that are
suffering. The same law is working. Law is one. Just like you infect some disease, you must suffer from the disease. There is no excuse because you are children, you are child. Nature will not excuse. If the child touches fire, the fire will not excuse. It will burn. Similarly, as soon as you put yourself under the control of the material nature, then according to your association, you have to accept the result. There is no question of child or elderly person.
Other questions?
I'm talking about from a Christian point of view.
Don't put any question
from
any particular. Try to understand the philosophy. 2 + 2 = 4. That doesn't matter whether he is a Christian or Hindu or Muslim. 2 + 2 = 4, everyone.
All right. Well, the point is that you say, well, members of this society say that I am not this body. And in Christianity, this is my body and this is my blood. And
this is my blood. You are not blood. That is all right. This is my blood, you can say.
Yeah.
Just like I say, this is my body, but you are not this body. If I say this, my microphone, does it mean I am microphone? Why do you put this question?
That's all very well.
So that is to be understood. You can say my blood, but you don't say I blood. That is foolishness.
Yeah, I didn't say I blood.
That you say my blood. Therefore the blood is different from you. As soon as I say my blood, then my house, the house is different from me.
The point is that it makes it one, it makes body and soul one, when one says, this is my body and this is my blood.
No.
In this society, I've heard people saying that this is not my body.
But it is.
Well, Okay.
It requires little intelligence. Just like you are breathing. So when the breathing is stopped, you say the man is dead. But what is this breathing? This breathing is nothing but a little portion of air passing. So you can artificially make that arrangement, air passing. But does it mean that it will bring life? So therefore breathing is not life. Life is different from breathing. You have to study scientifically. Because breathing can be produced. There is respiration. Even in the what is called bellow, there is breathing. Does it mean life? No. Therefore, you have to study it. Every part of your body, you will find there is no life. So therefore life is different from this combination of matter. This is intelligence.
Then, as you understand it...
First of all, you understand this, that you are different from your body. Analyze your body, part by part. Then you come to understand. Don't jump over. Your question was the body is not different from the life. That was his question.
Yes.
So it is different. You analyze this body, you'll find in every part of body, take this, and you study it, you'll find no living force there. So how the living force is equal or identical with the body?
All right, I agree.
Then you agree, then you accept that the soul is different from the body.
Yeah, I understand. So you call that Krishna, but God is God. God's name is God, not Krishna. You may call it Krishna if you want.
So who is God?
God is God.
Who is that? You do not
God.
Know. You do
God
not know.
God
is God, you say. Man is man.
God.
But who is that man? You do not know.
I think what he's getting at is that there's a basic division of three spirit, soul, and body. And the spirit is...
Different from the body.
What is the part that's not you?
Mm-hmm.
I think he also has a misunderstanding. Prabhupada is not saying that each individual soul is God.
That's what
he has a misunderstanding himself.
No.
God is a word used in Tamil language. So you call it God, I call it Krishna.
It's
not difference at all.
First of all, try to understand, this is the beginning of knowledge, that I am not this body.
All right, I can understand.
Then other things will follow.
All right. Furthermore, I have another question. It is actually a statement which comes from the Bible, which is one, pardon me, I'm not a the Supreme Lord has said, I am the Lord thy God, but I am not me in my, standing here. But that is the statement of the Supreme Lord. And thou shalt have no strange gods before me. You must not make idols or images to bow to or worship in any other way. You may worship no other god than me. Well, then how is it that...
But that is not any other way. You have to worship God. I have to worship God. Where is any other way? Worshipping God is there, either you or in me. Where is other? There is no difference. The worship of God is there. I worship God, you worship God. You follow Bible, I follow Bhagavad Gita. But the worship of God is there. Where is the difference? Why do you make difference?
Well, church is...
I eat, you eat. Eating is there. So in your country, you eat in different way, I eat in different way. But eating must be there.
All right.
Similarly, worship of God must be there. Either you worship through Bible or Bhagavad Gita. But worship of God must be there. That is what.
Yeah.
Then finish.
Well,
there is no question of detail. Just like here we are hundreds of men. We are differently dressed. But that does not mean that we are not human beings.
No, I see no problem.
Yeah, so then there is no question when there is worship of God is there. Either in the Bible or in Bhagavad Gita, then there is no controversy.
So if there's a new religion in the world which may come, So if that happens, then the...
It is not new religion. Why you take it new religion? We say worship of God. That is not new. That is very, very old.
All right. Well, why I say it is because it is new to a lot of people who have been brought up...
That is up to you. You may accept or not accept. There are different kinds of dresses.
Yes.
In the shop, why you have accepted this kind of dress? But you must be dressed, that is what. You make your choice in a different way than myself. But you must be dressed as a gentleman. Similarly, worship of God must be there. Either you do it in Christian way or Hindu way, that doesn't matter.
All right. Well then, does that mean that you assume or propose that the world would all become one in one religion?
Yes, God is one, and if you worship God, then it is one.
All right, but then men differ in different
religions. Differ, that I've already explained, that there are so many dresses. You have got a particular dress, you like it. But that does not mean that you are not dressed.
I know, so no, I wouldn't argue about it. But the point that I'm trying to make is that you call God Krishna. Christians call God by whatever name they call God.
Christian have, I don't think they have any particular name of God.
All right, then Christ.
So suppose you have heard the name of there is a president, but if you hear from somebody, the president's name is this. Say, what is the harm? You become advanced in knowledge. Eh? Suppose you go to a country, you know that government has got a president. But if somebody says the president's name is this, then what is the wrong there?
Nothing wrong.
Then you do not know the name of God, but if I give you the name of God, what is wrong there? Yes, one God is there, but you do not know what is His name. That is the
difference. I know, all right.
That you say, what is that name? You say me.
I would like to suggest
no, you no know, suggestion. God names cannot be suggested. Then He is not God. God's name cannot be suggested. Then He is not God. He cannot suggest God's name.
Well then, you make God into a person.
God is person, I have already said. It is described in the dictionary. The Supreme Being. You are being, I am being. But He is the Supreme Being. You are not supreme, I am not supreme.
One Supreme Being. Supreme
yes, one. Supreme means one.
Yes.
Otherwise there is no meaning of supreme. If there is equal, then there is God. That's all right. Now chant.
Who's this?